Hey guys, you guys are going to love this episode with Teresa Rose. I mean, she is freaking phenomenal. All right. A keynote speaker, TEDx speaker, author, like all this great stuff. Let me tell you something. She dropped some wisdom. Okay. She dropped some wisdom in this episode and I cannot wait for you to listen to it, watch it, wherever you're consuming Straight Talk, no sugar added. And she talks about crystallizing your message and also how putting your pictures and messaging on a napkin can transform your life and your business. Okay. Don't play games. You guys better go ahead and check out this episode because it is worth watching. She drops so much knowledge. Make sure you check it out. All right, here we go.
The first thing is we need to look at what are we dealing with in the economic climate and in the cultural climate. It doesn't take very long for us to realize that we are in a tsunami of content and that there's just so we're drowning in words.
Yes.
And ooh, so what girl. My right? I mean, this is yes. This is a real thing. It's a real thing. So wow. What I like to do is tap into the power of visuals in order to convey information. So when I say get cocktail napkin clarity, what I mean by that is whatever is the most important thing for you to be sharing with the world, down to something that you could draw on a cocktail napkin and a two-year-old would understand it. So no acronyms and no fancy language and no, you know, gobbledygook, word salad, thought spaghetti, but what is the distilled essence of what it is that you bring to the table?
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I want to take a pause and a moment to thank you all so much for getting me up on the charts the way you have. We have become the top 1.5% podcast to listen to in the country and over 100,000 downloads, and that's because of you. You guys are freaking awesome. Always showing up, always emailing and DMing and all that great stuff. And I really, truly appreciate you. And you know, like I always say, I go around this planet of ours finding the best humans I can find to come on the show to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So today I have a really cool person. I can't wait for you to meet her because I love her. So I know you're going to love her. Okay. I am so thrilled to welcome Teresa Rose. She's a strategic mastermind with over 20 years of consulting, marketing, and business management. Teresa is also a multiple award-winning author with titles like Mindful Performance and Your Daily Dose of Mojo. Okay. And her Crystallize Your Brilliance program helps clients showcase their unique value with various platforms. So I am really excited to have her here. She's a seasoned keynote speaker. She blends her insightful content with humor, interactivity. You got to check it out. So prepare for this episode, y'all. Okay. It's going to be filled with a lot of transformative insights and engaging wisdom. And I am so happy to have you here. Thank you for being on Straight Talk, Teresa.
Well, thank you, Nina, for having me. And I need to hire you to just be my wing woman, my pitch woman, everywhere I go.
Yes. Well, I am available. Everybody keeps telling me that I'm going to be, that's maybe my niche. Maybe I just should be, introducing people, but it's really, really good to have you here. I mean, I really loved your energy and everything you're about when we first met last week or the week before. And so I'm really excited that you're here. My community is filled with a lot of really intelligent, wonderful people. There are a lot of CEOs and solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, coaches. You know, that's usually the people who listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And so off the gate, Teresa, I ask everyone this because I want to know where you go with it. So who are you? Who are you, Teresa?
That is the biggest question in the smallest amount of words that we can possibly share with each other. Who are you? You know, I am a lot, and I
love that.
I have a lot of facets to myself. Recently, Nina, I was starting to think about myself as a crystal because that's what I do. I crystallize people's brilliance onto cocktail napkins. I see the world in a way that brings it to a greater level of clarity and boiling it down to its essence. So I actually thought about myself the other day as this walking crystal that has different facets, right? So who am I? Well, one version perception of me is that I am a professional speaker, certified speaking professional who's done this for 15 years. I chomp up the stage for a living. I love it. I do stand-up comedy and improv, and I'm a natural-born inspirer, and I won most enthusiastic in second grade. You know, I love being on stage and lighting people up. That's one facet of who am I. But then there's this other facet of me who I discovered, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, that I have this uncanny ability to help crystallize the brilliance of other people. I created a model for one of my books, as you mentioned, Mindful Performance, How to Powerfully Impact Profitability, Productivity, and Purpose. And I created a visual model for my own thought leadership at the time, because I was tired of competing against free. And I was tired of competing against people that all sounded like me. And I wanted to sound different than everybody else. So I did this myself to figure out who I was and how I show up in the world that's different. And I realized that I have an affinity and a talent for being able to do that for other people. So, you know, I am a DIY bootstrapping thought leadership, passionate, powerful woman who is elevating her business right now. You know, I'm elevating it to a higher level than I ever have before. So who am I now? Who am I now is a fledgling CEO of a million-dollar thought leadership business.
That's really, really great, right? And it's that part where you love what you do. Right? Mm-hmm. Like you lit up when you said, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian and I love the improv. Like you lit up, like that's your thing, right? Mm-hmm. At least that's what came through the screen for me, right? Yeah. So I love that. Was that something you discovered like at like the latter part of your life, or did you always know this as a child, or was there something that happened like a moment that said to you, you know what? I don't want to be this person now. I want to really go after what I want.
No, there was never a point where I said, this isn't working. I need to do something different. I really believe in this life as a journey. And mm-hmm. it is one that is so colorful and challenging and illuminating about who we are, what we do, what makes us tick. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Annie Dillard is, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. Mm. And so it's, how do we spend our days? Well, I spend my day, as an example, I coached one of my crystallized clients this morning to help her utilize her cocktail napkin clarity and get on more stages. So worked through, you know, the strategic elements of that. So I spend time helping people see themselves that they can't see mm-hmm. opportunities that they can't see, and leverage those opportunities. And then another part of me is sharing this time with you and being connected to you and sharing the power of cocktail napkin and clarity on a podcast. And then an hour from now, I'm going to have a very detailed operational meeting with my second in command to make sure that I'm running my business in the way that it needs to. And then I'm going to be packing up for a trip to go speak at NSA Austin at the end of this week. So
I know that's so exciting.
Yeah, it's really great. I love what I do. So I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what I love? I love that you said taking care of my business.
Yeah.
Right. Because I think that that's one of the things that, you know, I coach a lot of women, right? And the women that I coach, I help them kind of get clarity also on who they are by removing a lot of that inner stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And then we talk about building their roadmaps to their coaching and consulting business. And we do like a 90-day roadmap, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that that strikes them sometimes is that this is a business. Mm-hmm. Right. Like this is a mm-hmm. business, unless you just want to do this to wing it and have fun. But this is a business and you should take it as a business. Right. But I'm sure that, you know, when you speak to your clients, that's the road you're going through. Like, you know, we're going to crystallize this, but we're also, this is your business. Like this is your moneymaker. Right.
Yep.
So I want to talk to you because you've mentioned it like twice already. And I really want to talk to you and have the audience hear what you mean about napkin clarity. I love clarity. That. Yeah. Let's get into that.
Yeah. So the first thing is we need to look at what are we dealing with in the economic climate and in the cultural climate. It doesn't take very long for us to realize that we are in a tsunami of content, and that there's just so we're drowning in words.
Yes.
And so what my Right? I mean, this is a real thing. It's a real thing. So what I like to do is tap into the power of visuals in order to convey information. So when I say get cocktail napkin clarity, what I mean by that is whatever is the most important thing for you to be sharing with the world, down to something that you could draw on a cocktail napkin and a two-year-old would understand it. So no acronyms and no fancy language and no, you know, gobbledygook, word salad, thought spaghetti, but what is the distilled essence of what it is that you bring to the table that you can draw? And my example that I actually just posted something on my TikTok because in my TEDx talk, my second TEDx talk that I just did in TEDx Temecula, I highlight all of the different, many different utilizations of this idea of using a visual model. And one of them that I'm sure your audience will know, Nina, is Simon Sinek. So Simon Sinek got up on a very modest TEDx stage with the flip chart from Office Depot that had handwritten three concentric circles with three little words, why, how, and what. And those three little words of why, how, and what built an empire and changed the way we look at leadership. Okay. Wow. Think about that. That's what that did. And then you have, you know, there's other different examples of this in business. I mean, Southwest Airlines started on a cocktail napkin. I have one of my, very dear clients is Cheryl Lynn from Joyally, who is creating a global movement tackling the mental health crisis with four little words that we've crystallized together: sit, breathe, think, and feel. And so what I like to encourage people to do as they're thinking about, how do I get myself out there in a bigger way? How I let people know who I am and how do I get traction on being a success at what I do? I invite them to look at how can you show and tell your brilliance and not just sell it? So it's so about good. Less words, more insight. And I found, Nina, that when doing this cocktail napkin clarity work, that it is nearly impossible for people to be able to do it themselves because of how we're designed.
We are
designed to be collaborative people. In human beings, the way that we've survived as a species is that we've collaborated. We've connected with each other. We are not lone wolves wandering the prairie by ourselves. So it's the same thing now. We need to look at, how do I create my cocktail napkin clarity? Well, one of the ways to do that is to have someone else see you. Because I just got off a call with one of my clients a couple of hours ago. This woman is a powerhouse. She is a corporate fixer. She goes into big, huge organizations and literally turns them around from a sales standpoint. Wow. And she's, you know, incredibly educated and just wildly brilliant. And she cannot see herself. She cannot see her opportunities so clearly because we're designed, in my humble opinion, we're designed by the divine to work only when we work in partnership.
Yeah. Fully. No, I couldn't agree with that more. And it has a lot to do with, you know, somebody seeing your blind spots, but also the fact of the energy in the room, right?
Big time.
And I think anybody who's listening, who has a team or have worked on a team or in corporate or whatever, you know, when you walk into that team meeting, is that's a good team meeting or bad? People don't even have to say anything.
Right.
It's the energy, right?
Yeah.
So I believe in that too. And I also believe that God did create us to be collaborative and in community, 100%. In fact, if you are someone who is a person of faith or reads the Bible or anything like that, you'll see that it's always about community and supporting each other and coming in as a village. And that's the truth, Teresa. I love that you said that. Yeah. Love that you said that. And also the fact that we are always our biggest critics.
Yeah.
And we don't realize the brilliance that we have and, you know, about elevating our wisdom. Right. Yeah. So I love that you do that. And another thing about the napkin thing, as you're talking, is I'm thinking how wonderful to unlock in our brain the creativity that a lot of us probably have lost since we were children.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of us, when we get into corporate or anything like that, we are focused on the numbers and how, you know, how the team is running and all of the logistics.
Yep.
But when do we sit down and draw something out, unless you're an artist? Right.
Right.
When do you draw something? I haven't drawn on a piece of paper in a while. Right. So to think that concept is so brilliant. I love that you came up with this concept, and I love that it you know, people who are going to be, you know, seeing you in your life, you know, life stage, you know, get to sit there and I don't know if you're going to do this with them, but like draw something out.
Oh yeah.
That unlocks that, you know, that creativity. I love
it.
It
unlocks the creativity. It's one of the first things that I do when I have in a speaking presentation is imagine that this is the world's biggest mixer. And we're sitting there and you're sitting next to, on the left and the right of you, the two people that could materially make your life different. When you have the right conversation, they could be Oprah's manager. They could be, you know, who knows, right? You have no idea who's sitting next to you. So let's imagine that you have 1 minute to be able to make a real connection with them in a way that doesn't just open your heart and say, okay, I'm going to connect with you as a human, but can I open my heart to you, connect to you, and give you enough information in a short period of time that will have you understand who I am so I can leverage that moving forward. And a cocktail napkin will do it. And here's the thing, it's not just about opening doors. It's about creating entire foundations and frameworks for your whole business. When you know yourself so well that you can draw yourself on a cocktail napkin, several things happen. Number one, you are so integrated with your value proposition, you know how you show up in the world, you know what gifts you have and what impact you make. So no matter when somebody comes into your orbit, it could be an airport bar, it could be a Uber ride, it could be in an elevator, it could be you know, when the fire alarm is going off in the hotel and you're all out in your robes, you could still have a conversation with someone about what you do when you know yourself to that level of clarity. And you can show it, not just some, I change lives. Oh, big whoop. So does everybody else. Okay. I'm talking about how do you draw it that's different than everybody else.
Right. That's okay. So good.
So your sales, you automatically move into a level of far greater competence, but then you also have confidence because you are not saying, oh, will you pick me? I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. What you're doing instead is going, I'm going to tell you about my cocktail napkin, and it's the hill I'm willing to die on.
Right.
Okay. And I am so confident, and I believe in this so fully with all my mind, body, and spirit that this is what I've dedicated my life to. Now, if you don't like it, that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, different strokes for different folks. But now I'm approaching you not from a place of submissive buyer, or submissive seller and dominant buyer, I am now approaching you as a peer and potential partner.
Right. I freaking love that.
It's so good. I love it so much.
It's so good. Yeah. And I can feel the passion for it. I know that your clients are getting a lot of value and help from this because I can feel your love and passion. I'm curious. Did you draw yours in your napkin and then reiterate, like, is there a pack of napkins?
Well, you know, you can go through lots of different napkins, right? So one of the first napkins that I did was, I would say in 2009, I was on an AirTran flight. I was going from Minneapolis to Sarasota, Florida to deliver my first big presentation. And I didn't know really what I was doing, right? I just started this business. I had no idea was doing, but
so
knew.
I love that.
But I knew I know a lot of stuff because I have such a varied background, right? I have a background in senior management and marketing for Fortune 100 company. And I ran a healing center and I've been a project management and I've done a lot of things with a lot of people. And I looked at that drink that I had on my AirTran drink, a first class, I upgraded to the business class for a whole $40. And I turned over that AirTran napkin and I doodled what my presentation was going to be because it made me think through what do I actually, regardless, don't open up PowerPoint. Don't look at all that. Just literally, do you know yourself so well that you can draw it? And I wrote that my first cocktail napkin. And that built my speaking business, that cocktail napkin. And then I did it when I was doing, you know, my latest book. I took a week. Instead of doing it on a cocktail napkin, I took a week and I used Post-it notes. And I just figured out everything that I knew. And then I started to put them in categories and I started to chip away at things that didn't matter. And I brought it down and brought it down and brought it down to a point where now I have this beautiful visual model of my mindful performance. But then I also have a cocktail napkin for crystallization, which is very simple. If you can imagine that I would just draw a stick drawing on a cocktail napkin and I draw a big heart right in the middle. And I say, that's the part we need to clarify. We need to understand what's in our hearts, what makes us different than everybody else. And then I would draw little arrows out of that heart that would say amplify. And that would be amplify how they read you, how they listen to you, how they watch you, how they interact with you. And then a little bit further out from those little four arrows would be dollar signs all out there that says monetize. Because when we clarify, amplify, monetize in that order, and most people monetize, attempt to monetize and fail. And so then they go against the grain of organic growth and try to amplify, which is they pay a bunch of money to somebody to try to help them quote spread the word. Okay.
Yep,
that doesn't work either. And that totally wears them out and makes them just shells of people because they're so disillusioned. They know they're good and they cannot seem to get traction when in reality, they didn't start with the number one step. And that number one step is from our hearts, clarify. Do you know what makes you different than everybody else? And is it true and real for you? And when you have that very, very simple map as a visual, then everything stems from that.
That's awesome. That is really, really good and very clear, right? Because that's one of the things I've noticed too. Like one of the first things that I do in my program is we break down all of your wisdom, your skill sets, your knowledge, your God-given talents, like all those things so that they can see themselves on this spreadsheet, on this paper and go, whoa, I know a lot, you know? So now we're not going to attack all of these things. We're going to we're going to narrow this down to who you are. And I think that's so smart, Teresa, because, you know, I love when we started, you said we are drowning or inundated with words.
Yep.
And that is so freaking true. I cannot, my brain cannot, right? And I mean, I can imagine what this younger generation is going through that are constantly on their phone, constantly in these apps, constantly absorbing. No wonder sometimes I speak and they don't even know who they are, right? So they're trying to, they go towards groupthink. Not all of them, but a majority of like the kids that I speak to or the younger generation, they go towards groupthink because they don't know how to think for themselves anymore, Teresa. And even as a 51-year-old, I mean, I have been, you know, I'm very fortunate that I was in a generation where we didn't have all of this stuff, right? So you kind of played outside and you figured it out. Now, I mean, even I sometimes find myself constantly like looking at my, like constantly looking at my phone. What am I doing? Right, Teresa? So if somebody's listening, not if, there's over 100,000 downloads. So people are listening, Teresa. There's people who are listening. If you can tell them like, okay, start here. Just start here. Like the one question or the one thing that triggers, what would that be? What do you think that would be?
There's one thing I'm going to give as an invitation. And then there's one thing I'm going to give as a kind of a challenge for them to take it deeper. Okay. So the first invitation is imagine what you, when you look at your next 2 weeks, okay, outside from now until, you know, the end of the month, let's say the end of next month. And you say, what is the biggest thing that is happening to me that's already in the calendar that if I did it well, it could materially move me forward? Okay. So whether it's a one-on-one conversation with a high value prospect, whether it is a getting on stage in front of your Rotary group for 15 people. Okay. I don't care what it is, even a phone call that you're going to make, whatever it is that you think is going to materially move you, notice what that is and then deconstruct it and go, okay, what do I really want to say to these? What do I want them to say yes to? What do I want to get them to say yes to? And then what my invitation to your audience is draw a picture of what you want them to know about after this is over.
So much.
Okay. Draw a picture and it doesn't have to be pretty. Mine looks like chicken scratch. It doesn't matter. In fact, right behind me, for those that are watching, this is what I used on my TEDx Temecula, my dry erase board. It doesn't have to look fantastic. Okay. It just needs to be clear. So that's the invitation, is do it early on. As soon as you have that meeting with that person, say at the very beginning, I just wanted to make sure that we had a great roadmap to go on this conversation, so we're not wasting any of our time and we have it the best possible conversation or the best possible presentation or whatever it is. And you say, here's what I'd like you to see. And then you show them the picture, or you even draw it with your fingers in the air. Okay. Yeah. That is going to put an orientation to the recipient to go, I actually see what he or she is talking about now. And they're going to be far more likely to say yes to whatever it is that you're saying. Mm-hmm. And then of course, finish it up with the picture too, because what you're doing is you're training your prospect to understand what your offer is, and you're using visuals to reinforce this concept. Then what I would invite you to do as a secondary step to really start to really take it out for a ride is to create yourself a box of brilliance, which is like the spreadsheet that you use, Nina, but it's like all the content that makes them shine. And it doesn't matter how good or bad or old or what you looked like or how you know, weird your outfit was. You just throw it all into this box of brilliance, because that's the first step that I do when I crystallize someone, is I go find their brilliance in the wild. I don't ask them to tell me what makes them brilliant, and I don't tell them what makes them brilliant. I find them in what already exists.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so create your own box of brilliance, put stuff in there. Notice, where do I consistently keep talking about? What really lights me up?
Yeah, because what lights you up?
Sadly,
yeah.
What happens, Nina, is in this business, speaking, authoring, coaching, consulting, all those places, what we've been told is that we need to be this ever present font of communication and content building and more content and more content and more content and more content.
So exhausting. Yeah.
And it's just flooding the marketplace. Now, what I encourage them to do is take a step back and go, what's on my cocktail napkin and what will I start to amplify now moving forward all the time, the same stuff over and over and over again, just different expressions of that same stuff. And the way that you can do that is start looking at, where have I been lit up before? Where have I genuinely been lit up before? Because so that's good. What it needs so to have is love and heart and meaning and purpose in it for it to work.
I really love that, Teresa. And I also love that, you know, you mentioned, I don't tell them what their brilliance is. You know, they will discover what that brilliance is. And I think that's really important, because one of the saturations, to your point, is so many people telling you the way to do it, their way to do it. Yep. And it's a little disheartening. And when I first started a few years ago, I got caught up in that too. And I've spent thousands of dollars.
Oh, same.
For nothing.
Same.
I mean, I don't want to say for nothing, but it didn't serve me the way I thought it would serve me, right? A lot of false promises. Some of them were good, but some of them were really false promises. So I love that you said that, because I want those who are listening. I know you guys are listening. You guys are an amazing audience. And what I want you to understand is that you are uniquely and wonderfully made. There is brilliance in you, and these unique things about you, the way you see the world, the way you show up. And I don't want you to be afraid to show up like you. Don't let nobody on the airways, in the bayous, and whatever, bully you to not be who you are authentically, because we should not feel like divided within ourselves.
Yes.
When we're out there telling people about our napkin, and then when we're home, we're a completely different person. Be you. And what I love, Teresa, is when somebody works with you, you are guiding them through that. But to your point, you cannot do this alone. And I love your method, Teresa, because I think, first of all, I've never heard of this. So that's awesome.
Yay!
Right?
I mean,
that's
like
yeah, exactly. I've talked to many, 400 plus episodes. So I've spoken to many people, but not in this, right? Not about writing it out in a napkin like that. I love that breaking open the creativity, and I love the simplicity of this, right? As opposed to like some of these programs that you're just like, what? Like,
no, I
can't,
it's ridiculous.
You know, like I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Well, you're overwhelmed because you're being fed a lot of words. It's just these words.
Yes.
So I really love that, Teresa. I love what you're doing, and I love that you're crystallizing everything. And I love that you're going to the heart of the matter. I mean, you're special. You're really
Thank
special.
Thank you. You know what? Really I really love it. I call my work strategically sacred work. I fully embrace and embody the fact that this is a multidimensional, very, very powerful, sacred witnessing of their brilliance in their businesses. Mm-hmm. And this is how I serve. So yes, I love being on stage and I still love being the, you know, the fireball on the front that, that gets things going. But I really, really, really love helping other people get cocktail napkin clarity, because when they get that, everything else is easier.
And they make more money. It just makes sense, right? I mean, when you show up like you, like what you were really created to be and bring out into the world, the money will come because you're showing up as you. You don't, you're not trying to fake it till you make it type of thing, right?
Exactly.
You're showing, and I did the fake it till you make it type of thing. It was hard as hell. Yeah. Like, you know, and then I was just one day, I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just showing up like me. If you like me, you like me. You don't, you don't. I'm good. You know, like I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, and that's what I want people to take away from this is one, how simple this really can be, two, to work with you so that they can get clarity and crystallization on where they're going. And three, like to, the fact that you will draw something out into a napkin that you could take with you for life. And, you know, also the napkin will expand as you expand, because as you expand as a person, the napkin will expand as a storytelling, if you will, right? So I love that, and I love that you're seeing their blind spots, but you're not telling them who they are. Teresa, you're magic. Your magic is what you are. So I don't want to really let you go, but I'm going to, because I promise. So I'm going to wrap this up, but before I do, I know my audience, and my audience, you know, will say, oh my God, that was a great conversation. Like, who was that? Like, but so let us know how people can work with you. Maybe, you know, get your books, you know, that kind of thing. I really want people to connect with you. So how do they do that?
So first and foremost, I would love for them to go to my website, teresarose.com, and it's spelled like T-H, like there's a rose.com. And you can go to teresarose.com/clear and you will get my crystallization process, what I do and how that works. And just, you know, get the conversation started and be able to inspire you along the way. And the other thing is, if you're a TED Talk viewer, I would be deeply, deeply grateful if you'd check out my TED Talk. It's called Doodle Your Dream, How a Cocktail Napkin Will Save the World. And I did it at TEDx Temecula just a few months ago. It was the best thing I ever did on stage. And I'm really, really proud of it.
You should be. That's a big deal. That's one of my goals this year, is to get on a TEDx stage. So I'm really excited. That's really exciting. So and you're funny, by the way. You're funny.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
I think it was yesterday, the day before. I'm like, she's funny.
Yep. So, well, you know, Carol Burnett and Lucille Ball were my heroes growing up.
The best. They're the best comedians ever. Oh my gosh. I love them. Yep. So good. Thank you so much for being here, Teresa, and for dropping as much wisdom and knowledge as you did. I really, really appreciate this conversation and, you know, looking at life through a napkin, which I just never thought of. It's so freaking cool. So good. So thank you for being on Straight Talk. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. So be you and be clear. Thank you very much, Nina.
So good. Guys, I told you. Good human, right? On the planet, I told you. So I will make sure to list all of Teresa's information below, plus her TEDx talk, so you guys can check it out. Make sure that you also check out her books and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to link her website so you can get the information for everything. But she's freaking awesome. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, follow her, all of that great stuff. Work with her. Make sure that you guys get your life on that freaking napkin and start making changes, not in you, but in the people you want to impact as well. I love you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.